It's all cold down along the beach. I feel so weird right now. I don't exactly know where I'm at. It feels off. It's like 9 o'clock at night on Christmas or something.
You guys know what time of year it is? What time, huh?
He just told you. It's 9 o'clock on Christmas.
Is this Bruce Springsteen?
No, it's Bruce Hornsby.
You're like a big Bruce guy, aren't you?
Yeah, like, who isn't?
You've been rehearsing real hard now, so Santa bring you a new song.
I don't mind a Bruce Hornsby.
Everybody out there been good?
Really?
I don't.
That's just the way it is.
Nah, Bruce is the man. Bruce is the man. Born in the USA, Harry.
Yeah.
Like Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not try. You better not bow.
It sort of feels like New Year's Day right now to me. Like we should be making resolutions.
Well,
we're going to be on a New Year's too.
Yeah, you could make a resolution now. Get a jump on everybody else.
I don't really have anything thought out.
Oh, your girlfriend sent a list of possible resolutions you might want to make.
Merry Christmas, 720 WGN. We appreciate you. Thanks for putting us on Christmas night. Hope you had a great, great, great Christmas with your family, your friends. My name's Mark Harmon. You're Harry Tynowitz. Shante Garth producing. Jen DeSalvo up in news, already asleep. This is awesome. We're glad to be here. And
if you want to reach us, he's at the Carm.
At the Carm on Twitter. At Hey Tweet Harry, 312-981-7200. I watched movies today. I watched NBA basketball today.
For a guy that doesn't understand movies, I'm very happy you watched movies. Did you watch like Christmas classics, or what did you watch?
I watched Elf.
Elf. Have you ever seen it before?
I have seen bits and pieces of Elf.
Did you like it?
No. It was okay at best.
Okay.
I actually spent the whole time watching Elf asking people, can you please put the Cavs and the Warriors on, please? Thank you.
Very few Elves in the NBA.
Well, that's what happens. Like I was hanging out with my girlfriend's family, and they were nice enough to have me over for Christmas, and mm-hmm. we did the Jewish Christmas, had the bagels, the lox, the whole thing, brought some coffee cake in, have some upstairs, delicious, right, a little chocolate. Did you have a taste?
Oh, it was so good. I mean, right. I might go up there in this first segment.
It's not a bad idea. So, you know, but then they're not big basketball fans, and so they put on Elf, and I'm sitting there like, hold on a second. We got the Cavs. We got the Warriors.
Rematch in the last three finals.
Right. This is Christmas Day. You watch the NBA. That's what goes on. But I got to be the good soldier, Harry.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I would think it would be your pleasure to be the good soldier. Well, you know, TNT and TBS kept showing Christmas Story.
That's true. And I might watch it when I get home. And I watched it a little bit last night. Overrated. Just a little bit overrated. That's all I'm saying. And I'm being the good soldier. I'll watch Elf. And then I look around the room. Sister's on the phone. Brother's on the phone. Person's asleep. No one's watching the movie. And I'm sitting there like, hey, if you guys are all going to disengage and not do the Elf thing, well, then I think it is time for a little Cavs Warriors.
Where's your girlfriend at this point?
Well, so that's what happened. I leaned over. I'm like, can we get the game on here? So these guys are out there. And then I won. But then, like, once the game's on, I felt guilty because they don't really want to watch it. Now they're back off their phone and all this is going on.
Well, now
you know what I'm talking about, Harry?
Yeah, I know. I've been to, you know, my in-laws have a Christmas tree, and before they were married, they have a Christmas tree. And it's funny because I remember bringing them an ornament, like a Blackhawks ornament the first year, and then I brought them, like, Chicago Bear jersey lights the second year. They're all 85s because even though they won the Super Bowl in 86, it was the 85 season.
Of course.
It was the special season. And, like, now you go look at that tree now. Well, I assume I'm not allowed back in the house, but you look at that tree. There's so many, like Northwestern, Bulls. I got all five teams, Cubs, Sox, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks.
Of course.
Northwestern's on there. ILL is on there. I got all kinds of ornaments on there. So maybe one day, Carm, you'll be able to put your, you know, little, even though you are not of that faith, you'll be able to share in just the joy, the spirit of Christmas.
Throw up the old Hanukkah bush type of thing.
I'm not saying Hanukkah bush. I'm saying embrace their tradition, embrace that they're bringing you in
okay.
for it.
Okay.
But just, I mean, you could volunteer a little, ornament.
Hey, listen, I've volunteered an ornament in my life, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't think I haven't done that.
So let's get to it now. You said there was an airport incident. When last we talked, you were getting on a plane to go to Mexico with your girlfriend.
Did I mention there was an airport incident? I think I did. Yeah. Let's get into it, Harry.
Sure.
This is a very simple question, and we would love your support here. 312-981-7200. Simple question for you. When is it appropriate to throw a tantrum in public? Now, here's my situation, Harry.
Yeah, I have your answer, but go ahead.
Okay, here's the situation. I'm a hardworking guy, right? I grind it out.
You're a grinder.
And I love what I do.
You're a mucker.
All that type of stuff. But, yeah. You know, I get one vacation a year.
That's it?
One extended vacation. I mean, okay. I might sneak off for like a 3-day off to the U.S. Open Labor Day weekend type of thing. But I get one vacation.
Pretty special. And I'd say probably a lot of people have that, you know, same one vacation.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We're in that one vacation boat. Very lucky to be in that one vacation boat. There's plenty of people that can't afford one vacation. I'm fortunate enough that I can, at this point in my life, afford one vacation. But it's a big thing, right? So, you know, you plan the vacation. And what I like to do when I'm heading off to a Mexico where I haven't been in at least 10 years, but I want to get the first flight out, right? I want to get down there. I want to enjoy the full day. And then coming back, I want to take the last flight of the day back so I get the full day on the back end. Get as much possible time as you can in beautiful Mexico.
Yeah, you're just lying on your back, taking in the sun.
Right.
Margaritas.
Right. So I got a 5:20 flight headed out of beautiful Midway, and I'm fired up. I go to bed at like midnight. Packing was a tad bit of an issue. Not for me, but for my special someone who I was going with. But so I slept like 2 hours, but I was up, man. I was ready to go. That alarm clock didn't even need to fire. I was ready. And we got to the airport a good 2 hours beforehand, ready to go through that line, the whole thing. All right?
And
there was a major incident at the counter. There was a mother from Belize with 4 kids, and there was a missing passport, but they had other documentation. And these people were just trying to get home, but airport security personnel man who was, you know, not TSA, but someone with the airline was not going to let her go, and she was not going to give up the fight. So the whole line stopped. I mean, they basically had three people trying to serve this family, 4 open little windows, but it all got slowed down, just a complete crawl. And getting in line at 3:30, it was 4:30, 4:40, and finally I'm getting through. So we get there, get up to the counter at 4:40 on the slow crawl. We get up there, and they say to me, "Sorry, we can't send your bags down now because it's an international flight and it's past the 1 hour window." So I've been standing in this line, steaming, wanting to go up there and resolve the conflict, whatever was going to go on. But, you know, I obviously cannot do that. But I really wanted. So now, you know, I was steaming there because I was getting nervous. And then I get up there, and they tell me they can't put the they can't put the bags on the flight.
Shouldn't that be like a retroactive thing? That, like, as long as you were in line, you know,
right,
the 1 hour cutoff should not apply to you.
Or you could acknowledge what's going on and know who's traveling that day, and know that there's an international line, and know there's this deadline. You could have pulled people out of line. Is anybody flying to Cancun, Mexico? You pull them out of line. And the one person that's actually still working outside of this whole catastrophe that's going on puts those bags down, bam, good to go. So I'm denied. And what do you do? What can you do? And I'm like, so they put me on the next flight at 9:00.
They put you on the flight or your bags on
the
flight?
They put me, my girlfriend, and when you go international, the rule, Harry, is that you have to fly with your bags. Like, I would have said, just send the bags in the 9:00. I'll go to Cancun and go to downtown Cancun and hang out for 4 hours or whatever.
Hang out
outside the airport and just sit in the sun on a bench. You know, but that's not, you can't do that. That's against the rules.
Well, that's a load of hooey.
A load of hooey. So, Because I didn't know how many flight, because there were other people.
You know, I thought you were like gonna like be whining and moaning over something like, oh, we didn't get to take our bags. But you were willing to get on the plane and you'll start your vacay when it's time to start your vacay, and it's their fault,
right,
that you weren't able to get your bags on. It's not your fault. You've been there.
So what would you have done? Do you throw the? Is there a tantrum that you could throw? Like, I mean, I don't know if you win at that point. Am I supposed to go bananas? Look. I am Mark Harmon. I am a fill-in host at WGN Radio. I will be on Christmas night, and I will torch your airline into the ground as best I can.
Well, I would start with this. If they look at you and they look at your girlfriend, I would say, look, I'm obviously the, you know, on my Make-A-Wish vacation, and I think it's only fair I should get to go on this flight because we've been here for, you know, 2 hours.
Right. And I just sat there, and I just took it. All right, put me on the 9 o'clock. I'm a loser. I'm not going to fight you. I don't want to be the guy that looks like the jerk. Put me on the 9 o'clock. And then I race down to the gate where the flight, of course, has not taken off. And I go down there and I'm talking to the people down there. And we finally got somebody who was actually cooperating and was like trying to get the bags down. If I can get these bags down, I'll put you on the flight. Just hang on. And she's trying to do it. She's trying to make it happen. And she was actually a human being who was cooperating and not saying,
we have a room, man, on a flight.
Yeah.
Did you get on?
No. She couldn't get it done because they didn't say.
Well, in my opinion, then, you should not be complaining. You should be asking for compensation.
Okay. And so. That so they gave us as much as they could give you at the gate, which was $100 a person. So we got 100 for me and 100 for Chelsea. Okay,
in the form of a voucher.
In a form of a voucher, which I'm probably going to lose. I don't even know where it's at right now. I think it's in my tennis bag, which was awesome playing tennis down there. But so the point. I'm going to lose that voucher. I know I am. I know myself. I'm the worst. So the point is that I called then to get, you know, more. They're like, hey, just call. They'll give you more. I called. I explained the whole thing. Yeah, you were put on the next flight. You've already gotten that. I'm not giving you any more. That's all you get. I'm like, are you kidding? You're supposed to be there 3 hours in advance. I'm like, no. Actually, it says on your website, it says 2 hours in advance. Are you kidding? You want me to get to a flight at 5:20 in the morning? I should be at the airport at 2:20. Is that what you're telling me? This is the most preposterous. They didn't give me any more, Harry. What am I, the biggest sap on the entire planet? Why? Who stamped me pathetic person of the year? But that's kind of how it felt, Harry.
Well, that's okay. First of all, you know, Stuart Smalley, you know, look in the mirror. You're good enough. You're beautiful enough.
I'm not arguing well enough. How would you have argued that? 312-981-7200. I would love an idea. Do you throw the tantrum there? What do you do?
I
need some strategy. 312-981-7200. Merry Christmas. Can I get some strategy, please?
I got two words for you. Social media. I would say to them, you know,
that's what I should have done. You're absolutely right.
Right. I would say, you know, air travel right now sort of has people with a bad taste in their mouth. Do you really want me in the same year that, you know, a certain airline based in Chicago dragged a guy off the plane and broke a bone in the guy? Do you really want me to get on the horn now and say, even though we've been here for 2.5 hours because it took them forever to take this one family, that I am being forced to travel some 5.5 hours later? I mean, I would have just, you know, said, look, you leave me no choice but to get on social media and point out how I'm just a number, that I'm not an individual. This is my one trip a year where I'm going to maybe pop the question to my girlfriend, and I'm going to be feeling enough embarrassment with her response that I really don't need to start with the embarrassment now. I would have said, look, social media, let me smile for the picture because I'm tweeting you, babe.
I should have done that. I should have used the power of at the Karam on Twitter. Huge mistake. All right, 312-981-7200. What should we have done? What should I have done? How did I mess up?
Well, I want to know, like, what happened? Because
I got on the 9 o'clock flight.
No. I was talking in the newsroom to Jen DeSalvo, and she's like, you know, hey, when you travel with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, your special someone, that, like, creates a decision-making time in the relationship.
Ah.
So I want to know what happened.
Oh, that one happened. Okay, well, something did happen. Play Ball. Play Ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Love to get, I can't wait for some advice perhaps on what to do in the airport. I'll tell you what happened too. It's a major development. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. It's Harry Tynowitz.
Some good texts are coming in, Carm. What should they have given you when the airline bumped you, even though you were in line in plenty of time because the other family in front of you, made you put you within an hour of takeoff and you had to fly with your bags. This guy says, so here's a guy, Carm, from the 312 says, you should have called Mr. Fix-It. He would have fixed them.
Brought in Lou Manfredini for a little hard-nosed action. I like that move. Calling Lou is always a great idea. So, but I couldn't call Mr. Fix-It. It was 4:30 in the morning. If you're just joining the show, we're talking about when is it proper to throw a tantrum, and is it being at the airport when you've been there for an hour and they don't move the line, and all of a sudden they're saying that they can't send your bags down because there's international rules.
412 says you should have gotten a free ticket out of it.
I agree with you, 412. Kathy, welcome to WGN. How are you, Kathy? 312-981-7200. Yes, Kathy. Merry Christmas.
Fine, yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. Are you willing to say what airline it is, please?
You want me to say what airline?
Yes.
What airline do you think it is, Harry? Kathy?
American?
Nope. It's actually my favorite airline. I love them. Except for this
Virgin Airlines?
Which one?
Virgin.
I can understand why you would guess Carm would be on that flight.
That's really rude. Kathy, it was Southwest.
And so you're at Midway.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, you got to let them know in a polite way that you're here, because those people were taking up four personnel. That's how many man hours, productivity drops. And just politely say, "Hey, I have a 9 a.m. flight. What do I need to be doing here, sir?" I mean, you're very, very polite about it. But yeah, you should have been more aggressive.
You think I needed to be more aggressive as this was going on, jump to the front?
Yeah. No, not jump in front, but just say, "Hey, sir," try to get their attention, and to say, anyone else here on a flight to Cancun, we're leaving in an hour," or whatever, because you probably didn't know half of these things, right? You didn't know you had to stay with your luggage, and you didn't know about the time.
I knew none of it. I knew none of it, Kathy.
Yeah, so I would just say, "Hey, we're all here back here. Is there anyone else you can bring on?"
Kathy,
try to be polite about it, but try to be assertive. And I would have taken photos all along the way, because you could have easily used social media.
Interesting. Now, Kathy, let me ask you something. Do you think, as a very intelligent, I would say a well-balanced Kathy on Christmas night calling into WGN, do you think I'm entitled to a free flight out of this?
You're entitled to the maximum you can get, given the evidence you would have had. So you would have had photos, you would have had names of people.
I do have names.
I've been in places out of the country where the ticket got messed up. I asked for a copy of everything so that when I came back to the States, I had a screenshot of everything the person was telling me to say, "Here's my story, here's all my evidence," and get the most you can get.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Kathy, next time he should travel with you.
Yes.
He should, yes. And by the way, how is your car? And what was the gas station on? Like, was it Lakewood Road?
It was. Avoid that. Kathy, you're looking for. I like the fact that Kathy wants the details. It was Thornton's at Skokie Boulevard in Lake Cook in Highland Park. And my car is in the middle of a 22-day repair. I'll get it back in 2018.
Thornton, what kind of gas was it?
It was a great gas. It was a nice salve, the cheapest gas I could find in the burbs.
Oh, okay.
I will not be stopping into that Thornton's. Thank you very much for warning me.
You got it. I've been back there, Kathy. It's fine. It was on me. It was my fault. You can go there. They do a wonderful job.
But okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so next we get a no, and I feel like nothing happened because you'd be leading with that if there was something.
No, you're dead wrong. Something happened. I'll tell you coming up after news.
Okay.
What happened on the trip on the first ever vacation with me and my girlfriend of 9 months? Something major happened, Harry. I haven't told you yet. I wanted to be face to face with you. News is sponsored by News is sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. At 9:32, let's go up into the newsroom. Here's Jen DeSalvo. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. Here, hold on. Let me get my my news up here. I thought you guys were actually going to go talk to some more commercials here for a second.
Do we need more? Do we have more commercials?
No, no.
We don't have more commercials.
We'll do some news.
No, you can take your time. I could. You just let us know when you're ready.
Jen.
I've just been busy eating all these cookies that you left me. Thank you.
That's a perk. It's a perk when you're in the WGN newsroom. Now, Jen, have you ever traveled with someone in a relationship? Do you believe that a relationship advances you or forces you to cease your relationship?
You know, they've been toughies, everyone that I've gone on so far. I had some questions, but, you know, I ended up coming back and marrying him, so...
Well,
we can talk about that more after I tell you a little bit of news here.
708 says you should have told them your kids were waiting for you with their grandmother.